Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. We got Paul Cherry is going to be with us in just a minute or so. We're getting him on the line. And Paul, as you know, is the author of Questions That Sell. And he is also the president of an organization called Performance-Based Results, and he's an expert in sales training. And one of the things that I'd like to encourage you to do right now, ladies and gentlemen, today, this week, this month, this year, is to really focus on the selling fundamentals, because, you know, every day we hear more news about how the economy is becoming more and more challenged. We got petroleum over $100. Light sweet crude is over $100. Went up to $105 earlier in the week, and we got more bad news coming from the subprime meltdown. I don't know how all this is going to manifest. I don't know how long it's going to last. I know that that people are getting more and more jittery. And again, as you've heard me say, we got two kinds of economic challenges. We got the real ones, the fundamental ones, that can actually be offset by the good fundamentals that have got some good fundamentals in the marketplace. That's one set of economic challenges. The other economic challenge is the one between our ears, the one that we believe may be happening, the recession that we talk ourselves into, so to speak. Well, how do you counterbalance that? The way to counterbalance that is with performance and by practicing the fundamentals. And we got Paul Cherry here to help us understand how to counterbalance that negative Nelly stuff we've got going on in our head with performance. As I said, he's the author of Questions That Sell. Paul Cherry, welcome back to the show.
Okay, Jim. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Paul, did you hear? I was just saying that we got these two economies going on, economic scenarios going on. We got the real challenges that are counterbalanced with the real resiliency of our economy, and then we got this other thing going on in our head where we listen to the news. It's called availability cascade, where we convince ourselves that because we hear it so much, that things are really bad. And the only way, the only way to counterbalance that, the only way to fight that kind of negativism is with performance. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I agree. And I know all our audience has heard the message about being more proactive, being more aggressive in the marketplace. But you hit it right there in terms of we need to be more effective and proactive on how we engage our customers. And that seems to be the message out there in the marketplace. To really take a stand and get into our customer's mindset so that we can differentiate ourselves and set us apart from all the competitors that are out there.
Well, you know, I've been saying for years and years, Paul, that we got to quit going to our customers and saying, you know, what do you want to buy? Here's my stuff. How much do you want? Where do you want me to deliver it? For a long, long time, for really 20 years, I've been saying, you got to go to your customers and say, what's going on? What's on your mind? What are you working on today? What scares you? What are you excited about? What's happening in your world? You got to ask those kinds of questions. But there's never a more important time to collect that information and to respond to those answers than when you have an economic challenging year.
But you just hit on something there, and that's where the message out there is that we have to create that emotional connection. I was just at a presentation by Tim Sanders. He wrote the book, The Likeability Factor. And he was one of the head guys at Yahoo. And where I'm going with this is that his message out there is that how the economy is changing from what I call just the service-minded oriented economy to an engagement economy, where we really need how to get into our customers' mindset. So when you're asking those questions, you know, what are your challenges? What's really exciting you now? These are emotional questions, ways to really partner more effectively with our customers and be on a proactive basis.
Well, when you ask a customer or prospect, for that matter, those kinds of questions, you're letting them know, you're giving them the signal that you're not going to be a problem. You might not be able to save them today, but at least you're not going to be part of the problem. But you might be part of the solution. And one of the things people don't want to spend time on right now is anybody that they think might be a problem.
Yes. You know, we're all struggling because we're concerned on the reactive mode. We got to stretch our customers' mindset and get them away from hunkering down and be more proactive as well.
Hold on to that thought, Paul. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Paul Cherry. He's the author of Questions That Sell. Here is Dire Straits to take us out. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
One more thing. I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Classic Chicago.
Another illusion I chose to create.
Can't get enough of Chicago. It was good then, it's still good. Welcome back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate and your small business disc jockey, too. You're the DJ for small business. It's good to be with you. It's always a pleasure. It's a lot of fun to be able to hang out with you, and especially when you get to hang out with really smart people like our good friend Paul Cherry, the author of Questions That Sell. Paul, give us your website, please.
TDBResults.com. That's P as in peanut, B as in butter, results.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. They can find your book there, can't they?
Yes, Questions That Sell.
And a lot of other stuff. Okay, we're talking about how to connect with the customer. You know, Paul, I really believe, Paul, that if we call on our customers and we say, and of course, this particular part of the discussion, folks, is about business to business type of relationships. When we call on businesses that are our customers, if we can make them, you know, they're over there in their buildings, they've got their challenges, they've got the things that go bump in the night for them too, but they're still going to be in business just like you and I are, Paul, and they're still going to be buying stuff. They still need stuff. They still need to consume stuff and to invest in stuff to grow their business, to try to keep from getting, you know, from participating in a recession. And so they're looking for partners, they're looking for solutions. And if you can show them, and just by the way you handle yourself, by the questions that you ask, that you're going to be part of the solution, you're going to be able to stay long enough to maybe actually make a sale.
Yes, everyone should be looking at this as a real prime opportunity to grow their business, because customers are not in a state of complacency. They're looking for change just like you are. So leverage their fears, their emotions. Look at the ways to motivate them by asking the right questions. Now, when they're coming to you on price, you know, you need to come back and ask them questions about value and how they determine value and how you can be better partner and solution by those right questions.
Right. One of the things that I said earlier in the week, Paul, when I was talking to the audience, just me and them, was that if your business is off by 10%, if somehow it's off by, or by any percentage, what does that mean? What do you have to do? Well, I think that means you got to call on more people than maybe you did when business was rolling in. You got to call on more people. That's one thing you got to do. The other thing is you've got to improve the quality of your connection with them.
Yes. Yes.
And if you can do those two things, you can almost create a quantum leap effect, can't you?
Yeah, it sounds simple, what you're mentioning, but a lot of us, especially if we've been in what I call the order-taking mindset for the past few years, it is a challenge to change our mindset to say, okay, how do I become more proactive? How do I really become more consultative? It's a great buzzword, but what does it mean? And without feeling like, okay, I'm infiltrating or I'm interrogating my customer. No, but I'm really trying to dig deep to really understand the influences, the motivations, the desires, dreams, goals of my customer, where I've earned the right to get there by asking the right questions. So you're right, it's the quality of the calls. But it's, you know, we haven't even touched this. Questions we need to be asking ourselves about how do we need to reinvent our own selves, our own approaches to the market, mm-hmm. our customers. And even qualifying the opportunities so we're not always doing the quantity of the calls, but willing to turn away some of those opportunities that just are not right from the beginning. But why do we chase them? Because it's like, you know, I need to make a quick sale.
And well, that's one thing you got to do. You got to make sure that you don't spend time with people who've proven time after time that they're not going to do business with you.
Yes, yes.
I call them. They're called China. We used to call them China eggs, Paul.
Uh-huh.
Because
What does that mean?
Well, a China egg is for years, farmers have been putting a China egg in the nest of hens because if you take all the eggs out of a hen's nest, she'll stop laying. But if you leave an egg that she thinks is an egg in there, then she'll keep laying because she's not laying eggs for your breakfast. She's laying eggs to make baby chickens. So they put a China egg in the nest, so the chicken is fooled into thinking that's a real egg, and she keeps laying. But here's what we always know about that China egg. It's never going to hatch.
Right.
And that's what some prospects, well, they're not prospects. You think they're prospects. You keep forecasting. You keep calling on them, but they just won't pull the trigger for whatever reason. You're not good enough. They're not good enough, whatever it might be. But you got to quit spending time with China eggs. You don't have time nowadays.
That's right. And that's where we have to actually ask some of those tough, difficult questions. The questions of, you know, what is it going to take to earn your business, or why aren't we earning your business? Or quite frankly, say, you know what, this just isn't a profitable opportunity for you.
Yeah.
Maybe, or the right fit, and you have to look elsewhere. It's key element is freeing up our time and resources and focusing it on the right opportunity.
What are some tips and tools that you're talking to your customers about?
And it's that, in terms of thinking about reinventing our approach of how we're engaging our customers, to really be asking those bigger picture questions. And when they're coming to us about a better price, you know, certainly acknowledging the pressures that they're under. But let's re-spin that word price, and let's talk about what kind of value that they're really looking for. And there's a criteria to that value, we all know, whether it's service, quality, delivery, turnaround, output, you know, retention, all those good things. Is there an element or area that we can help our customers in their business? And the only way we're going to find that out is asking the right questions.
Right.
And then positioning our product or service to that specific solution.
Hold on to that thought, Paul. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Paul Cherry, the author of Questions That Sell. And when we come back, I actually have a little scenario that I'd like to propose. And I'm going to let you and Paul listen to it and see what Paul thinks about it right after these messages. This will be something real, folks, that you can actually take, hopefully, actually take to a prospect and use it. Stay with us. Little Jerry and the Pacemakers here.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Paul Cherry is our guest. He's the author of Questions That Sell. He's one of our top salesmanship experts in the Brain Trust. And you can find lots of past interviews that he's done with us at my website, which is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just go there and find Paul. In fact, right this week you can find him listed in the show schedule. That's easy to do. Or you can find him in the alphabetical listing of the archives, or finding him under the salesmanship categories on our website. Also, don't forget to check out all the articles that you can read, thousands of those, and you can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. You can subscribe to our free newsletter, which comes out every Sunday by email. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, and check that out and use it to your advantage. Paul, here's an idea I got for you.
Mm-hmm.
What if we called on a customer? Let's say it's somebody we've done business with before. Maybe, you know, it doesn't matter whether they've been doing. We have any idea. We have no idea whether their business is good or bad or slow or whatever. If they're scared or if they're excited or whatever. But literally, instead of maybe calling them, or instead of sending them an email, or just assuming they're going to do business with you, call them up and say, "Hey, you got time for lunch?" Take them to lunch. Take every customer you can possibly get your hands on reasonably well to take them to lunch, or go call them or something. And then when you get there, just say, "Hey, how are things going?
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?" And then whatever they tell you, let's say that they tell you that, "Well, you know what? Things are a little slow. We're kind of concerned." Then say, "Okay, you know what? I wondered how things were. What can we do to help you?"
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I mean, talk about breaking all the barriers down. Whatever resistance they might have had to anything they thought you were going to ask,
mm-hmm.
whatever they might have brought with them, if you say, "What can I do to? What can we do to help you?"
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to fall. All those barriers are going to coming down.
Let me share this with you, and I think that's some great insight. And here's why, and I'll paint the picture. A lot of your customers, let's say, that they're key decision makers within the B2B market, whether they're small, mid-sized companies, whatever. A lot of folks really want somebody from the outside as a sounding board to really share and brainstorm things, because it's too political, risky, or dangerous to actually share some of these ideas internally. They would love it. You as what I call just wearing the hat of a salesperson, but really as an outside consultant of these ideas. You're building trust, rapport, the opposite seeds for partnership. I think it's a great idea.
Well, folks.
And why don't we do it?
Exactly. I've been, this isn't my first rodeo, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I was selling as a college student in the 1969 recession. So that'll tell you how many you can count all the recessions since then. That'll tell you how many I've gone through. So, what I'm talking about works, and you've got to keep up the activity, don't you? I mean, you what happens is we get this bunker mentality sometimes, Paul, where we say, these people, things are slow. People aren't going to buy from me. Why would I even call them on them? That you can't do that because they're buying from somebody.
Right. Right, and it's really being able to identify those real key potentials where you want to invest the time to do that, because I think you're right. A lot of customers out there are in a knee-jerk reaction thinking price. We have to help them step out of that mindset and think the bigger picture. I mean, they're running departments, organizations, or whatever. You know what? They can't afford to be doing knee-jerk reactions. That's not their business if they want to stay afloat. That's why you're such a valuable ally to help position yourself, to help force them out of the box, the rut that they're in.
Well, what about this? What if they really say, Paul, I need to figure out a way to lower my costs. And is there any way that you can lower your cost to me, your price to me, so I can, because that's really going to help me. If you want to know how you could help me lower my cost, then I would say if I would anticipate that, and I'd be prepared for that, and I would say, I've been thinking about that. What if I lowered your price by 5%, but I'm going to ask you for something. I'm going to ask you for a 3-year contract. And in a year, I want to get that money back. When things are better, I want to get that money back. Can we do that? Now what you've done is you've become a partner with this guy or this person. What do you think?
Okay. So, basically pulling in the belt to share the pain.
Yeah.
And then in 3 years, then say, how are we going to actually share in the wealth again? Is that
but
right?
But you're going to get a contract. You're going to get a commitment from this. See, I think that's the key.
Okay.
Hey, Paul, look, I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time.
Okay, pbresults.com.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Cherry.
pbresults.com.
That's where you can find the book, Questions to Sell. See you, Paul, next time.
Okay,
got to go for this hour.
Jim.
I'm Jim Blasingame. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.